When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dante DiVincenzo calls out Joel Embiid for making a dirty play against Mitchell Robinson. If you take a look at the video, which we're absolutely going to do today, you can see very clearly Joel Embiid deserves to be suspended. He deserved to be ejected in game three, and it absolutely was a dirty play. We're going to break down exactly what Dante DiVincenzo said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. DiVincenzo calls out Embiid for a foul on Mitchell Robinson, which he's stating is dirty. And after you see this video, it's absolutely clear. It was dirty. From start to finish, it looks like Joel Embiid was targeting Mitchell Robinson. He didn't get a call on one end of the floor. He started complaining. He went down on the floor on the other end. And then when he went down and he knew the Knicks were going to go up a couple of points, he grabbed Mitchell Robinson in desperation and nearly took him out. Let's take a look at this video so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So as you can see here, Joel Embiid gets the ball, goes up for a three, doesn't make the shot or get the call that he wants, starts complaining right away, saying to the refs Mitchell Robinson hit his arm. He didn't, but still saying he hit his arm. He goes down and look at this. Robinson goes up for a dunk. Nope. Pulls him down and then pushes his leg aside. Dante sees this and says, don't do that. And then Embiid, the big bully punk, and of course, dirty player he is, says, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to all these other Knick players? Clearly, it was a dirty play. You can see it. He pulled at his legs because he was frustrated. He didn't get the call. And that's why all of those things happened. You can see it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He goes up the floor. He doesn't get the call that he wants. He goes back down the floor, still complaining, goes down on the floor. And because he has nothing better to do and he has no other options, he takes his chances, grabs at Mitchell Robinson, and pulls him down. Thankfully, Mitchell Robinson's career didn't end because of that. A big man, that size, that strength, pulling you out of the air in midair is crazy. It could have been so much worse for Robinson. The crazier part here is that the referees only called this a flagrant one, not a flagrant two, which it should have been, and he should have been ejected. Why he wasn't, I'll never know. That wasn't the only dirty play Embiid did during that game. He also hit Isaiah Hartenstein in the groin. He fell on Mitchell Robinson's leg. There are a number of things that he does at times that are just questionable. It makes you scratch your head and you think to yourself, is he doing that by accident or is he targeting players looking to do that? Because absolutely, in game three, he targeted Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson always frustrates him. We all know that. But during game three, he was frustrating him to another level. And Embiid did not know how to handle it. And when push came to shove, he chose neither, and he went to the floor and dragged Mitchell Robinson down by his leg to the floor. I am so thankful and happy that Mitchell Robinson doesn't have a major injury. However, the fact that he was in a walking boot after the game, that is terrible news for the New York Knicks. And obviously, Joel Embiid is a major reason for that. Whether or not that particular play of him pulling at his leg caused that injury or not, it definitely didn't help it. It definitely contributed to the fact that Mitchell Robinson has an injured ankle right now. That play from Embiid was not a basketball play. It had no basketball motivation behind it. The only motivation for Joel Embiid was to try to take out Mitchell Robinson and give an edge and an advantage to the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 3. And that's exactly what happened. All the momentum swung in the Philadelphia 76ers' favor. Joel Embiid dropped 50. He probably would not have been able to do that if Mitchell Robinson was able to play that game further down the stretch and was able to guard him. But he wasn't. He was out of that game because of Joel Embiid, and Joel scored a dirty 50. That's what I'm calling it, because he's a dirty player who had a lot of dirty plays during that game. And I'm not the only one who believes that. Dante DiVincenzo also believes that too. Look at what he said here to SNY's Ian Bagley. According to Bagley, Dante DiVincenzo called Joel Embiid's flagrant one a dirty play. Isaiah Hartenstein said it wasn't a basketball play. Josh Hart said it was a reckless play, and the Knicks were fortunate that Robinson avoided a severe ankle injury. Does that sound familiar? Oh yeah, it does, because that's what I've been saying this entire video. It wasn't a basketball play. It was a dirty play, and the Knicks are very lucky that Mitchell Robinson is still potentially available for the playoffs. We don't know his status. It's likely he's going to miss game four, but we don't know for the rest of the postseason if he's going to be available or not. However, that injury could have been a lot worse. Thankfully, it wasn't, but Joel Embiid, the way I saw him play in game three, the amount of dirty plays I saw him make in game three, I cannot unsee it. For me, it's changed the way I'm looking at him in terms of a basketball player. I used to hold him in very high regard. But him playing that way, making so many dirty plays, could have taken out so many of our players. I don't respect that. I don't like that. And if you take all of the things we just talked about, all the things we just mentioned, and you pair it with the following stat, it paints a very grim picture for Joel Embiid. Take a look at this stat. Shout out to New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information. Joel Embiid doesn't play dirty. That's according to some people. But according to New York Basketball, Joel Embiid has more career flagrant fouls, 23, than the entire Knicks rotation. Joel Embiid has more flagrant fouls than Draymond Green in 481 less games. Let that sink in. It's no secret that Joel Embiid has missed more games than he's played for the 76ers over the course of his career. He has dealt with a lot of injuries. To his credit, he's tried to push through them, and he's tried to have the best seasons of his career. Before he went down this season, he was having a phenomenal year, a monster year. I couldn't believe it myself. He was having a better year and putting up better numbers than his MVP year. If he didn't go down with that injury and he was able to play the number of games required to be in the conversation for MVP, he probably would have won it. He was looking very good. But then I see all of these dirty plays now, trying to hit Ihart in the groin, trying to land on Mitchell Robinson's ankle, then pulling him down by his leg while he's in the air. This is just not what you want to see from the MVP, or at least the former MVP of the league in Joel Embiid.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG. Make the difference.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Why would you make plays like this? You wouldn't want to have plays like this made against you if you were in that same situation. So why are you treating other players like this? It doesn't make sense to see this from Joel Embiid. Honestly, it looks like a move from a very desperate player trying to do anything in his power to get one game against the Knicks. And honestly, it's the only game you're going to get. Joel Embiid had to drop 50. You had to try to injure our players in order to try to get game three. And congratulations, you got game three. But that's all you're getting. We are going into game four. We are taking game four, no matter who we have available. You want to know why? Next man up mentality. And after we take game four, we're headed back to MSG to close you out, get rid of you guys, so we don't have to deal with Embiid and any more of his dirty plays. We need to be healthy moving forward in the postseason. We cannot continue to play teams that want to injure us, that have a target to injure our players, because that's what happened with Mitchell Robinson. If you saw and reviewed the footage like we did earlier in this video, and you do not believe that the 76ers were actively trying to target Mitchell Robinson and get him out of the game, we are watching two different games. It was clear to me. Did you hear what Nick Nurse said about that foul? He said, and I quote, "I didn't really see it, to be honest with you." You didn't really see it, huh? The only reason he's saying that is because the referees didn't really see him call timeout. It's not my fault you called a weak timeout. But Nick Nurse did have the game plan instilled into the 76ers. Play the Knicks hard, play them aggressive, but I didn't know play them dirty was going to be on the menu, especially not from a player like Joel Embiid. Kyle Lowry, okay, maybe I can see that. Maybe I can understand that. But Joel Embiid, you guys might be thinking, well, it's only you, Knick fans, and Knick players that think it was dirty. Nope. If that's what you thought, you'd be wrong. A former Knick player in Emmanuel Quickley, who has no business saying anything positive about the Knicks, he's not going to gain anything from supporting the Knicks. He's just saying what he's feeling and what he's seeing about this specific play that we've been talking about the entire video here. According to the Run It Back podcast, Mitchell D. Bedell was saying the following to Emmanuel Quickley, and this is what Quickley had to say about it. Here's the following exchange. According to Bedell, "So, you would agree that the Joel Embiid foul on Mitchell Robinson was dirty. And according to Emmanuel Quickley, I ain't trying to get fined, but if that was anybody else, I don't know if he'd get the same call." Basically stating that if anybody other than Embiid made that play, they either would have been ejected or suspended, but they definitely would have not been in that game. But because it's Joel Embiid, former MVP in the league, very good player, he got a flagrant one, he avoided other flagrant ones, he stayed in the game, and he scored 50 points. And in my opinion, and I said it before, it's a dirty 50. That 50 has blood on it. It has Mitchell Robinson's blood on it, because you dragged the man out of the air and you landed him awkwardly. And then you landed on his ankle again. All of these things to try to take him out of the game so you can have an easier advantage, an easier path to the basket. That's what happened for you. Congratulations. I hope you feel proud about that. I hope that victory makes you smile. And after the game, after all that physicality, you would think that Joel Embiid would try to take some type of onus, try to own up to his actions, take responsibility for them. But he didn't do that. Instead, he spoke to the physicality of the series, the physicality of the Knicks, and why he's playing them the way that he is. According to the podcast Pompey on Sixers, Joel Embiid said the following about the Knicks. "They want to bring the physicality. We can get physical too. And we are. So I mean, it goes both ways. I get bumped all over the place and I just keep playing." Just keep playing? I think playing is a little bit of a stretch. You keep crying and whining and complaining for fouls. I see that. I see you do this to Mitchell Robinson, clearly on the floor already. Clearly you have no edge, no advantage. So you create an advantage by pulling this man at his leg. And you know what? At a closer look, look at the image on the right. Doesn't it look like he's close to Mitchell Robinson's ankle, which he knows as a player, that ankle is the one that he had surgery on? He could have grabbed his shorts. He could have tried to jump up and grab his stomach. But no, he grabbed the lowest hanging fruit, the thing you should never grab at in terms of a big man going up and being in the air. His legs, his ankles, his knees. He grabbed at all of that. That's what you want to say in terms of keep playing, keep fighting? No, you kept trying to be that dirty player. You tried to get an opportunity, and since an opportunity didn't exist, you tried to create one in the worst way possible. You want to know what physical play looks like? Look at what the New York Knicks do. Look at how they play, what they run. That's physical play. You want to know the definition of dirty play? Look at Game 3 and what the Philadelphia 76ers did. Look at what Joel Embiid did. Dirty plays. I agree with Dante. Dirty. I agree with Emmanuel quickly. Dirty. He didn't say it, but he absolutely suggested it, because you know anybody else in that situation would have been ejected, because they all would have called it the same thing that I'm saying. Dirty. It's dirty. You don't want to say it because it's Joel Embiid. Cool. I don't care. I'm going to say it loud and I'm going to keep on saying it. It was a dirty play by Joel Embiid. He should be suspended right now. He should be fined right now. And he should have been ejected out of Game 3. Why he wasn't is because he's an all-star, a superstar, and we all know it. The Knicks need to win Game 4, especially if they want to close this out in 5. I think they will do it. I think they can do it. And Sunday, they are going to have the biggest chance to prove everybody wrong and make another statement victory happen. I can't wait to see it. But what about you guys? What do you think about Dante DiVincenzo calling Joel Embiid's foul on Mitchell Robinson a dirty play? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.